PR mobile.
Hey, Mr. Tom, I was getting ready to key up and throw out my call there. How are you doing today, KB4CBA?
Well, I got a bit of a swollen lip, I should say hair lip, because I got a mustache there. They had to numb me up in the front. Dave, I'm sorry I had the volume down, and so I could have stepped on you real easy there. Oh, I'm coming down White Hampton now. Been over to the bank and got some fillings in my teeth, and I got to go down and pick up a colonoscopy prep down at the Walmart in Taylor's.
I'm on the intersection of Lawrence and Rutherford, so we must be pretty close because I got you full quieting on the input.
What was that other one? Lawrence?
Yeah, I meant Wade Hampton. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty close, and you're just over the hill from me. I think you're down there by Josie's.
I'm not around here anywhere. I'm right here where Rutherford Road dead ends into Wade Hampton. It's, there's a Jiffy Lube on the corner here, and a Hardee's on the other corner.
Okay, no joy on that, but at any rate, yeah. My ears were stopped up anyways, and I've had trouble with this left one. Now I think I got a head cold from the stupid air conditioning. Can't win for losing. Summertime, I get head colds from the air conditioning. Wintertime, you're cooped up. It's a lose-lose situation on my sinuses, I guess you'd say, and allergies. Let's see if I can get into this other lane and get around this truck here, Dave. Oh, it's a magnificent day, 79 degrees. Bernice stayed home. There wasn't any reason for her going out exposing herself. And no specific plans today. I might run over and get the grandkids after lunch and do some target shooting. I'll have to wait and see.
The sheet.
The backyard.
Hey, well, I mean, technically I can shoot in my backyard, but it probably would upset the neighbors. But if you live in Greenville County, it doesn't matter if it's a residential area or not. As long as you're on your property and you're not, and you're shooting, the bullets are going into your property. You know, like I got a bank I could shoot into in the backyard. It's legal to discharge your firearm on your property. I found that out from a sheriff's deputy one night. But anyway, I'll tell you the story later. But we were playing tennis. I'll tell you that much. It didn't involve any foul play. But anyway, so I'm headed to a bunch of us guys from high school meet up and have lunch. First, I think it's the first Tuesday of every month, so all the East Side class 72 and 73 are a meeting. This car just pulled out in front of me. Anyway, I can't talk and drive. We're meeting at a barbecue place and having some fellowship.
Well, Dave, Steve said he was going to one this morning, too. I don't know if it's the same one or... and I don't know if he said this morning, but he was talking about that very thing that they do. And last time they had to get some tables and put out in front of this barbecue place. Oh, it's hard to talk with this lip all swollen up. Well, yeah, generally, Dave, I don't shoot the heavy stuff out back. I will shoot nines at times, but I never shoot anything high power out there. have two dueling trees, and the one's a 22 and one that's AR-500, and one little bitty 22 one. And then I put up 10 cans for the grandsons, but you'll have to come up and visit us sometime, Dave. I'm very, very extremely particular about that due to insurance, but you would be one of the exceptions.
Over there, I have a M1 rifle, 30 caliber carbine. They made three different models, brands, and I can't remember which one mine is. I think it is, the name just won't come to me. But anyway, I need to. I want to go through it and clean it up, but I wouldn't be surprised if I could put a round in it right now and fire it. I have a ton of rounds. My father-in-law, he's passed away now, but went in his building and found coffee cans, big coffee cans full of magazines. With the rounds in, I'm ready to go. And if I'm not mistaken, I think these are the ones that when the magazine is empty, it flies up. And then, of course, that tells you that you need to throw in another one and keep going.
The carbine, I don't think, the short one, Dave. Anyways, I'm going to jump out and put some Bruce water in this car while I'm here, Dave. And, but yeah, I'd love to talk to you about that. M1 carbine's far less powerful than M1A1. M1A1's 30-06. But, you be careful. I would suggest if you go to a gun range, have them check the headspace on that before you shoot it. Also, be advised, a lot of those old military rounds were mercury, and you do not want to shoot those in your gun.
Well, with you, I've got some new rounds. Go ahead, whoever that was. This is KB4CPA.
Hey, man. KB4VWA. Hey, Tom. Hey, Dave. Listen, Wilcox and me and KN4WQQ, we're all planning to run over to the range over at Pauline. And Tom, you'd be welcome to come with us. I don't know if you're familiar with that state range over there, but we're all planning to go over there, Dave. So I'll give you a call when we finally get a day that we go. That's a nice facility over there. You can shoot anything you
want to
shoot.
That sounds neat. Well, Steve, I got to jump out, but yeah, I'd appreciate an invite, and I might just do that. I can't shoot the big ones, but I love going and watching, and I can shoot pistols and that, but I don't shoot high powers other than just 22 long rifle. I got to jump out, guys, and get some gas in 0-2.
K4HUG.
Hey, Ray.
I can't stay, but I got a word of caution on the M1 carbine. I had quite a bit of experience in it when I was in service. They have most of them have a weak ejector, and they are questionable. When you unload one, they quite often don't pull around out of the chamber. So when you unload that rifle, look down in the chamber or take your pinky and stick it down in there and feel it. Make sure that round's out of there before you consider it unloaded. Over.
Hey, I certainly will. I need all the help I can get with that one because I'm not familiar with it. I thought I would go on YouTube and see if I could find a video that would take me through a step-by-step, tear down. And I had a Marine buddy, but he was going to do that with me, but he moved away. So, but anyway, I think I can handle it. But I appreciate the tips. Good to talk to you, man. I hadn't heard you on in a long time. KP4's CPA.
Yeah, I haven't been on much lately, but I'm hoping I'm going to make some changes in that. Had a few problems, had to work out, and everything seems to be coming together. It's really getting along pretty good. Considering the number of years behind me, I think I'm doing real well. I'll turn 90 in 7th of July.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Well, I miss running into you at Walmart up there in TR. We moved over to Taylor's. My folks passed away, and my dad actually signed the house over to me. And he told me, after my stepmother died, he said, I want to go to assisted living. So he signed the house over to me, and... And it's a nice place, and it's paid for, and so I took him up on it, because at the time we had sold our house and we were paying rent, so that was really a blessing. But anyway, I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah, everything's going along well. Hello, I think I know everybody checking here. I won't go making a roll call. I just say good morning. Hope everybody has a good day. And I'm going to have to get back to what I was doing, K4SUG.
Behave yourself, and we'll talk to you later. K4SUG, KB4CBA. So, Steve, you still in there?
Yep. By the way, if it is a carbine, a 30 caliber carbine, it doesn't throw the magazine out the top, bud. Only an M1 Garand, M1A1, does that. And that, like Tom said, that's a 30-06. We need to figure out which one it is. But on the M1 Garand, I own 3. And on the M1 Carbine, I own 3 more. And the manufacturer on that M1 Carbine was either Springfield, Winchester, National Postal Meter, Rockola, or Saginaw?
None of those ring a bell, so I'll just have to look at it again. It has the, right at the tip of the barrel, it has a, like an exploding ordnance thing stamped in the top of the barrel there. So I don't know if that'll give you a hint as to what it is. But anyway, I'll have to go back and look at it. But I was just, I'm just glad to have that. My mother-in-law, after he passed away, she looked up at his, all the guns he had up on the wall there. She said, David, you can have your pick, what you want there. So that wasn't a hard decision.
Yeah, I know what you mean. How far out are you?
I am probably about 10 or so minutes away. I'm getting ready to turn around to Pelham Road. What's the name of this road? Butler Road, maybe? Or, no, that doesn't sound right. I can't remember the name of this road. You know, I drive them all the time, and let's see, here's a sign, Boiling Springs. I'm at Boiling Springs, and I'm turning on to Pelham.
TR.
Well, then you're not but about 4 or 5 minutes away, depending on traffic, so we won't tie up the frequency with this firearm stuff, but I'll tell you what, we'll hack it out when you get over there. And I'm coming down the hill from 14, on 14, from 85, so I may be 1 or 2 minutes out. So I'll see you over there, bud. It's lunchtime. K4 VWA, clear.
This is N0TR. Yeah, good to hear you, Steve. And, yeah, that's the same information I give him, except I'll put an emphasis, check the headspace on it. And I would like to say good morning to Ray. I know he can't come back, but he was in the Korean War and one of our heroes, as far as I'm concerned. A great man. Anyways, Dave, check the headspace. I don't think it'll be bad, but those rifles were shot a lot. And if that headspace is bad, you could wind up wearing that for a permanent tattoo on your face.
Now, so when you talk about the headspace, what do you, I'm not sure I understand that term.
That's a gunsmithing term, Dave. And I can tell you all about it when we get over there. Tom, most all of those M1 carbines after Korea were brought back, disassembled, and run through the armories again. And then about back in the early 80s, they went out to civilians. They were released to civilians. They made sure all the auto selects were taken out of them and were released for curio and collectors during the early 80s and 90s. So most of them that went back out, that went back through the armory program, and they're pretty safe.
Roger, and you're far more knowledgeable than I. I've shot them both, and but I just know that's one thing on militaries that I'm sure a gunsmith can easily check that for you in a matter of moments, Dave, and if you go to a range. But they have head space gauges. It's, well, let Steve explain it to you. I'll tie the repeater up here. And then also the mercury primers on those old cartridges are not really that good for your rifle. They have mercury in them. So you'll know because it'll give you the year of the manufacturer and the manufacturer on the base of the cartridge itself. But Steve can brief you on that. I'm not as knowledgeable on the militaries as he is. I can tell you this, Ray is, and especially on the M1A1 too. He knows that like the back of his hand. That was his life at one time. I've been up and visited Ray, and I can tell you, he knows. Anyways, guys, I gotta jump out and go and get a prescription here at Wally World. It's been a pleasure, it's all mine this morning talking to you, and I'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR Clear.
Alright, Tom, enjoy it and be safe out there. I'm just about to reach my destination, and appreciate all the input there on the M1. So, 73s, enjoy the beautiful day here. Talk to you later. KP4CBA, Mobile Clear.
And, Steve, you're a little quick on the trigger there. It was a double perfect, and I'm clear.
Thank you, Zoa. Point of information, by the way. The thing that holds the rounds in the M1 Garand is properly called a clip, not a magazine. There is a difference. A clip is a thing that holds the bullets together so you can shove them in there, and it usually gets ejected after you load them. A magazine remains with the weapon one way or another.
That's some information there that I did not know, and there's just like ham radio, there's a lot I don't know about weapons, and but I know enough to not hurt myself with the ones that I have. But I gotta run. KB4CBA, thanks for the info.
Okay, no problem. It's just that everybody uses those two terms interchangeably. Anyway, I'll let you go. Happy shooting. KD2BNG, clear.